AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Federal officials say they don't see anything malicious in today's tech problems experienced by United Airlines, the New York Stock Exchange, and the Wall Street Journal. FBI Director James Comey was before a Senate Intelligence Committee.
We do not see any indication of a cyber breach or cyber attack. Actually, I think the Wall Street Journal piece is connected to people flooding their website in response to the New York Stock Exchange to find out what's going on.
Trading at the New York Stock Exchange was halted for more than 3.5 hours, and tech troubles at United Airlines caused hundreds of flight delays. The White House is defending plans to cut the Army's overall troop strength by 40,000. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the planned cuts in Army manpower levels reflect the ending of wars in Iraq and Afghanistan.
It's a testament to the president following through on the commitment that he made at the beginning of his presidency to responsibly withdraw troops from Iraq and to make some responsible decisions about Afghanistan that has reduced our military footprint.
The European Central Bank has decided not to increase the amount of emergency credit that Greek banks can draw on. And Christine Lagarde with the International Monetary Fund says Greece will not get any unfair advantage in bailout talks.
The IMF has to follow its rules, should not bend the rules, and should always be even-handed. There cannot be any special treatment.
Greece has extended bank closures in the country up to and including Monday. Bill Cosby's first accuser has asked a federal judge to release the comedian's full deposition in her sexual assault lawsuit. Portions already released show Cosby testified in 2005 that he obtained a sedative for use on women as a way of having sex. This is AP Radio News. A new Star Wars movie has been announced.
Moviegoers were first introduced to space pirate Han Solo back in 1977.
Han Solo, I'm captain of the Millennium Falcon.
Played by Harrison Ford, the smuggler-turned-hero also excited fans in the following two films.
You like me because I'm a scoundrel.
And promises to do so again in this December's The Force Awakens, set 30 years following the events in Return of the Jedi. Now Disney says a new movie is in the works, focusing on the character's backstory, set to be released 41 years to the day the original Star Wars premiered. Who will star as Captain Solo in the 2018 film remains unknown. I'm Matt Small.
Minutes of last month's meeting of Federal Reserve shows policymakers saw indications the economy was getting better, but still wanted more signs before raising interest rates. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.